anniversary of moving into Anacampa Grove. So it's the 22nd of March 2025. We moved in on the 22nd of March 2024. And I'm very happy to say that she is still here. You moved in with us and you spent quite a bit of time here, but not full time here. But now she's pretty much moved in, which is wonderful. And we have Joanna here as well from Poland, and also Anna Gerkel-Pachala, who's also moved in. So it's very wonderful. Last year we had the building and a lot of good friends around us. And this year we have not only the building, but a couple of very solid long-term visitors and aspirants who really form the heart of this community along with myself. So it's a very special year's anniversary. And the only thing that's missing so far is the cherry blossom, because this time last year it was in full bloom, to the point where if you watch that little video called A Buddhist Nun on a Mission, which was filmed a week after we moved in, the cherry blossoms are actually starting to snow. They're starting to kind of, what do you call it, float down, because it's kind of towards the end of its blooming. And this year they're just in bud because of the cold winter. But it's sort of symbolic as well that the community is in bud, if you like, you know. And every time I look at those buds, I see potential. I see the kind of that point where the bud is almost bursting, you know, it's almost kind of, it's tight and it's trying to reach that point where it's ready to bloom. And in a way, this is, I feel, how the monastery is too, you know, at this point where all the conditions are coming together and we're really, yeah, still bringing them together, still working on that, keeping, maintaining them, I would say, more than anything, and keeping them strong, but also gradually it's actually able to yield its true purpose and offer practice conditions for the community here. So we're kind of budding together as well. We're sort of gelling together and getting a sense of how we can work together as a team. So it's a very lovely time in the project right now. And has its own challenges too, but nothing that is unpleasant or, you know, too... nothing that phases me very much, I must say. Just working out little things like, okay, so if we're training, what's the kind of procedure and what are the kind of ways we relate to and talk to our supporters and this kind of thing. So, yeah. And what are the principles we live by? You know, how do we communicate with one another? How much participation is there in decision making? Which decisions? Do we have it all laid out first, or do we work it out as we go along? This kind of thing. So it's very interesting right now, and hopefully can inspire you all as well. So I thought that today we would do some meditation. I haven't had a minute to myself, I have to say, this morning. So maybe a minute when I was waking up. So we'll see how it goes, but I thought perhaps bringing gratitude to mind, bringing a sense of rejoicing joy to mind, and perhaps a little bit about what community means to us, maybe. So as usual, metta, but perhaps with more an emphasis on mudita as well, so on the joyful things that are happening in this world, not only at Anacampa, but beyond Anacampa too. There are many very worthwhile, beautiful, noble projects. You know, there are many monasteries, and monasteries which are actually endeavouring to become more inclusive, you know, not just following the same old that works for some and not for others, but, you know, communities, not only monasteries, communities that are making that extra effort to resist the forces that try to divide and instill fear in us towards one another. And even though it's our year's anniversary, I've only actually been living here for about 7 months because I was away in Perth for 5. So it's come together really quickly and it feels like home. Oh, gosh. So you're having another heat wave in Perth. Ajahn Brahm was telling me last week, oh, it's great. You know, we've had the first rain. That means there's no more fire risk. But obviously it's not ended yet. So hope that you can all hang on in there, drink lots of water, wear lots of sunscreen and keep a cool heart. Is that right? A cool head. A cool head and a warm heart. So let's settle ourselves to do some meditation. So gradually withdrawing the senses, like that beautiful simile in the suttas of the tortoise. Fortunately, there are no jackals around, certainly not within the community, or hopefully not in your own personal space. But then there are possible distractions that can arise in meditation. And that's okay, but just remembering that simile of how the tortoise drew in its limbs and waited until the danger was over, just staying centered inside. And one of the ways to guard our minds, protect our senses from unnecessary disturbance, is to establish a center inside, mindfulness of the body, like a strong wooden post, rooted into the ground. Sometimes you might be able to imagine your body like that strong post, a post from the top of your head down your spine, with a wide base, your buttocks, whether you're on the chair, your buttocks and the soles of your feet, or if you're seated on the ground, your buttocks and thighs, your shins and ankles that provide that stability. Which enables the muscles, the tissues, the limbs to relax. So just establishing mindfulness of the body along with kindness. Recognizing how fortunate we are to be able to sit in safety. Sit in a quiet space. Recognizing the dangers that do not exist for us now. The noises that have calmed down. And feeling grateful to yourself for giving yourself this gift of silence, of space, of practice time. So with these feelings of gladness, allow them to flow through your body. From the top of the head, through your face, relaxing any tensions, frowning, clenching, holding, letting the facial muscles relax. Allowing waves of gladness, gratitude to flow down through your shoulders, down your arms, to your hands and fingertips. To flow down through your chest. Feeling your lungs expanding, contracting. Allowing yourself space to breathe. Feeling your belly. Any sensations you notice in your belly area. Developing kindness towards them. Even gratitude. And allowing this kind awareness to flow across and down your back, from the back of the shoulders, down the spine, around the rib cage, to the lower back, the hips. Perhaps even to the organs inside. All working away to keep you alive. To enable you to practice. Peeling into your buttocks. Noticing sensations such as weight or pressure. Tingling, softness, whatever you notice in your buttocks right now. Perhaps being grateful that they give you a seat. A sense of connection with a chair or the floor. Moving down, flowing down through your legs, your thighs, to the knees. Allowing all those muscles in the knees to gently expand and relax. Flowing down your shins, your calves. The ankles, soles, heels and toes. Till your whole body is soaked through, drenched with kind awareness. And a sense of gratitude for the miracle of being alive, embodied. See if you can notice anything in your life that is a blessing at this time. It could be something you normally take for granted as the norm. The fact you're not involved in a war. You have food to eat. Perhaps healthy food that nourishes you. Perhaps you have the blessing of friendship in your life. Blessing of community that supports you in living a life aligned with your values, your interests, things that make meaning for you. Or maybe it's an inner quality you're developing and starting to notice in yourself, starting to enjoy. Perhaps you're becoming more forgiving over time, more virtuous, more kind. Feeling grateful for this. Allowing that sense of gratitude to fill up your body, to fill up your mind. Allowing yourself to receive blessings as though you're sitting under a beautiful white cherry tree and the petals are showering down, falling all around you like abundant blessings. May the blessings of my life increase. May I continue to develop gratitude for the simple things in life. Finding your own words, if that's helpful, to connect with feelings of gratitude, to connect with the beauty, the things to rejoice in your life, your relationships, in your mind. coming back again and again to those simple blessings in our lives. Maybe as simple as a sense of safety, which is, in fact, an incredible blessing. We may not notice when it's always been around. Maybe something extraordinary in your life, a very special relationship. Maybe a new job. May these blessings in my life increase. May I continue to develop gratitude for the simple yet wondrous things in my life. Connecting with any feelings of warmth or well-being that arise. Staying in your body, established in mindfulness. Keeping the senses inside. And staying connected to your body or to your breath, to any feelings that arise. Just bringing to mind everyone here that we share certain blessings with, the blessings of being together in the Dhamma. As a community, even for this short time, establishing a sense of gratitude for everyone here this space, for this community. Rejoicing in the wonderful opportunities we share. May we recognize all the things we have to be grateful for right now, or as a community that's growing together over time. The coming together of so many people endeavoring to do good in this world. What an incredible blessing that is in all of our lives. Rejoicing in the facilities we're offered as a community. Whether you've visited yet or not, beautiful Anukampa Grove Monastery, providing a sanctuary for spiritual friendship, for women aspiring to monastic life. Providing a place from where we can teach and share the teachings in comfort to support a community overseas and beyond these walls. Just rejoicing in these opportunities to come together, to practice together, to share the Zoom space or share time together at the monastery itself. May we develop gratitude for all we share together. And may we keep on sharing the blessings of our lives with more and more people. Allowing the mind to continue to expand, taking in other communities or groups of people in your life who you're connected with or around the world who are doing good. You have a lot of blessings, a lot to be grateful for. Organizations who support the needy, the homeless, who support refugees, climate activists, anti-racism groups, wherever there are people coming together to do good, to share their privilege, to share whatever safety, whatever resources they have with other beings. Feeling grateful for all the good in the world. Allowing your mind to take it in, to share the blessings of others' lives. Thinking about Dhamma practitioners throughout the world, monks and nuns practicing peacefully, living as harmlessly as they can. In different religions, interfaith groups, people throughout the world continuing to connect with each other, to celebrate one another's humanity, to work towards harmony and peace. Feeling grateful that they're there. The good people exist throughout this world. May all beings develop gratitude for whatever blessings they have in their lives. May their peace and happiness grow. And remembering all animals and birds, insects, and the joy that comes from sharing this planet with them. May they too find much to be happy about in their lives. And remembering beings in the Deva realms, beings we may not be sure exist, but sometimes we sense. Beings who have a great deal of happiness, enjoying the fruits of their good deeds, living in peace, living even in bliss. May they too rejoice in the blessings of their lives. And keep on developing gratitude. Keep on experiencing joy. And gently coming back into your own life, your own body and mind. Connecting again with whatever blessings you have in your life. And developing a wish to continue increasing your own happiness and peace. So that you have much more to share. May all beings share the blessings, the privileges of my life. Share my good qualities. May whatever peace, happiness, harmony I have, my mind, in my life, may it go for the good of others. May all beings be safe, be happy, be at peace. Sabbe Sata. Sabbe Buddha, Sabbe Pugala, Sabbe Atabawa Pariyapana, Sabbaitiyo, Sabbe Purisa, Sabbe Ariya, Sabbe Anariya, Sabbe Deva, Sabbe Manusa, Sabbe Vinipatika. Avevahontu, abhyapajahontu, anigahontu, sukhiyatanam pariharantu, dukkhamunjantu. Yada lada sampatito mawe gajantu kamasaka. Sadhu. I see Matthias has a lot of energy for his big sadhus. Maybe don't feel it necessarily. Ooh, I feel I need a stretch. I'm quite stiff. Very good. Oh, was it possible to find something to rejoice in? Did you notice any resistance or maybe an increase in joy in yourself? Nice to hear how that was for you. If anyone wants to write in the chat or raise your hand and share, you're most welcome to do. I have about 10 minutes, so. Anything came up for you, or blockages? Excellent. It was nourishing. It's so easy to focus on what's wrong in the world, isn't it? I don't know. I mean, at one point in that, I must admit thinking, am I ignoring the suffering? Then I was like, no. If I have more happiness, if I'm more resourced, I can share more with others. Veronica. From you.
I think I indicated a little while back that I've been unwell, and one way I've been finding of dealing with, because it's been a beautiful spring in this part of England, actually down on the Dorset coast, and normally I'd be out in it, but I've been looking from the windows and having empathetic joy for seeing the people who have parked, who've been able to walk by. And it just started like that. And I thought, oh, this is mudita. I feel so joyful for the fact that spring's here and the fact there are people to enjoy it. So that's, I just wanted to share that.
Thank you. That's really touching, actually, considering that it'd be easy to feel you're missing out, and yet you change the perception so you could share in the joy that others are having. That's beautiful. Yeah, really glad you found that worked. Yeah, and we can continue to work in this way. I think it can keep increasing, can't it? The more we start to see the things that there are to feel happy about for others or for ourselves, the more it becomes a habit, you know, like in every other kind of, like in metta meditation, we talk about that a lot. how it can become a habit and inclination of the mind that becomes increasingly easy to connect to. There's so many messages coming. I need to try and get to the top. Okay, it helps to melt old sadness. Excellent. The idea of monastics practicing brought an inner and outer smile. Excellent. Yeah, I tried to give a range of ideas because it may do for some. It may for others be a bit abstract. But yeah, certainly if we've actually been around monastics, or I mean, for me, thinking about Burma, how it used to be, and just the amount of peace and practice energy there was in that place, seeing even nuns walking through the streets in droves, you know, not just a few here and there, but you would see monks and nuns walking down the street with their arms bowls. A bit different for the nuns. They don't have a full metal bowl, but they did have a sort of bowl for collecting a kind of requisite. For me, that was incredibly inspiring. Yeah. It was lovely to sit with this group. I really needed it. Things have been stressful at home. The peace was much needed. Thank you. Excellent. Thanks. A good practice for me. I need to run. No worries. Excellent. You're doing good things. Oh. Thank you for your warm-hearted patient service and gratitude. Excellent. Thank you for feeling thankful for finding Digha Nikaya number 14. Okay. If you want to have a look at that later, please do. Drowsiness has always been an issue, and I'm glad I didn't fall asleep. If you had, it would be fine. Sometimes, you know, we're just tired, and sometimes the brain, the mind just needs to rest. You know, if you have longer, then of course, you'll come out of that. But anyway, good that you're grateful you didn't fall asleep. That's a blessing in itself. Thank you. It was beautiful to gather together and all the joyful activities of the world. Together, all the joyful activities of the world, and add that to our own blessings, really nourishing. That was so beautiful. Veronica, thanks for sharing. Lovely experience. It's easy to forget the things we take for granted. Nourishing reminded me of all that's good in these times and of others who care. Would you share a recollection of when you received thanks or witnessed others receiving thanks? Another time, another place. There's so many suggestions coming from this group for what to teach, so I can't take it all on. It has to be genuine for me. I have to feel the request, and you know, it has to be something I practice with. That's how I kind of feel it becomes authentic. So, but I'll think about that. I wouldn't call it joy, but necessarily, but I felt peace. It was calming, a nice reminder to appreciate the privileges I do not notice all the time. Yeah. Built up the practice of mudita following on from last week, also in another Zoom group I go to, was reflecting on nourishing gladness. So nourishing. Excellent. Because we also did it here last week. We did some mudita. So if you want to get more, there's another meditation on that with us as well. So I'm glad that many of you felt resourced. And if you don't, it's also fine, because the practice just takes time. You know, it's not that every meditation can bear instant results, but you may find it popping up during the day in different ways. It's just a training of the mind. I feel that inclusivity and gratefulness go well together. Excellent. Yeah, I'd kind of be curious to hear you articulate that further. Do you want to share a bit more on that? Because I kind of get where you're coming from, but I don't know if it's that obvious a connection for everyone. Would you like to? I can ask you to unmute, but you don't have to speak. Yeah. Hi, Ty.
I'm feeling a bit shy.
Yeah.
I'm feeling too shy.
Okay, that's not a problem at all. I know the feeling. I sometimes feel shy. I really appreciate Angata 10:30, where King Prasenadi expressed thankfulness to the Buddha. Thank you, Venchanda, for the guided meditation. Very touching. I felt a bit difficult to wish Dave of being able to develop gratitude, as they already have a lot of merits. May I ask if you have any advice? Interesting, yeah. I actually said gratitude, yeah, because the Devas may have a lot of merit, but they might not be grateful. they might take it for granted and feel that, you know, oh, it's like, okay, if you don't believe in demons, if you don't connect to that, just imagine yourself, because these realms are within ourselves as well. So when you're really happy in life, when everything's going your way, you're really, you know, you just seem to have a real run of good luck, or maybe that happens for years and years and years. Sometimes we forget that that is a blessing. It becomes the new norm, and we can still complain when it's a little bit less blissful, right? So it's really important when we are happy and when we are experiencing a lot of blessings, and that includes privilege, which we don't even notice. So it's important to try to think about that. We just forget to feel grateful for it. I mean, that's one of the things about privilege. You take it for granted, entitlement even more so, right? We just take it for granted. We think this is normal. This is just how it is. If you're a good person doing the right thing, you know, then you get these opportunities. And everyone would get those opportunities if they were a good person doing the right thing. So we can actually become a bit complacent and even sometimes even a little bit conceited. So instead of that, and that happens to devas. You know, I look at me, look at how much bliss I have, how much beauty I have, how much peace I have because of my good karma. So they need to feel grateful that they had the opportunity to make good karma in the first place. Not everybody does, right? Some people are actually making a lot of good karma just by trying to survive, but it doesn't immediately result in a lot of peace. It's just maybe it results in a little bit to eat or keeping your child alive another day. So it's very important to be grateful when we have blessings in our lives. Yeah, not take them for granted. And then also share them with others. It's not enough to just think, well, I'm okay. You sort yourself out, you know. I worked hard for what I have. Other people should work hard. No, if you work hard, then share what you have with others. The Buddha said that. He said, you know, you keep a portion for yourself, but the more you earn, for example, the bigger a proportion of that you share. That's why certain political systems, they tax more for people who earn more, which I think is very much in line with what the Buddha would have done. Not through tax, of course, but it makes sense that if you have more, you have more to share. Congratulations on the first anniversary of Anukampa. Thanks for all you've done for this to happen. And then there's a little blurb about donations. Happy anniversary. I'm just skimming. Matteo is singing Sobe Sata or signing Sobe Sata. That's incredible. This is not Matthias. This is Matteo, who's like, how old? Not very old.
Doing better than me,
right? Like less than two or something. Oh, that's so sweet. Imagining hundreds of thousands of devas in the pure abode who can recollect thankfulness. From the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sanghas that arose eons ago. How wonderful. Yeah, we can delight in other people's gratitude and joy. Absolutely. Very good. So I think I was going to ask Shelley to say a couple of words. It's just 1 minute after 10. Do you want to do that in like one sentence? Or just express?
I'm not very good about being brief, but gratitude can bring about generosity, and generosity itself can also cultivate more joy. So if you do want to support Anukampa or could support more, Matthias has put in the chat how to do it, and I know it's great that we've got this huge that Sangha's got this huge lovely big monastery, but that is expensive to maintain. The bigger it is, the more expensive it is to maintain, and they're building kutis, and also I gather a little bird said they're running short on people for shopping, so shopping donations for shopping so that they can eat is pretty vital, so that will be really helpful. So Matthias has put in the chat how to do it. So
excellent. And just to say a big thank you for those who are looking after us with food. I'm just aware that it tends to be the same people doing it quite often. So if more people can contribute, that would be wonderful. We have food because there are people who will fill in the gaps. But at the same time, you know, I'm just aware that we need whole systems in place, not just a few individuals. So that's an opportunity if you ever wish to contribute in that way, but also that I recognize it might be a bit daunting to offer an entire weekly shop. So you could club together with one another as well. That's another way to share. So many opportunities. But yes, I do want to just thank you for all the support you give, because it's immense. And also towards building our cooties. I think we already have enough for two cooties. And there'll be other projects coming, like an office and a kind of annex eventually, because although it's a big monastery, like Shirley said, there's not huge capacity. We only have one common bathroom, which is a little bit awkward. We do have like two more downstairs toilets, but only one common shower. What's the other thing? Oh, five bedrooms, which is okay. But now we have three residents, so there's not that much space for guests. So, thank you so much for looking after us this far. And there's a lot to rejoice in. I'll send you photos of the cherry tree, or I'll show you the cherry tree when it blooms. Maybe you can see it out of the window with its bud. Can you? That's a plant, isn't it? Can you see there's a tree there? Okay.
Wow. I don't know if you can still hear me. I'm just going to show you the budding tree. Then we can...
There, look at that gorgeous thing. Full of buds, but no flowers just yet. So that is coming soon. And if you want to unmute and wave goodbye, please do.